Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 453. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please email Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. Today's 10 is sponsored by the Chaddo family, Le'ilui Nishmas Avraham Michael ben Yona and Brina Sima Bas Aharon Yona. So I'd like to discuss an issue that comes up in the Gemara in Menachos, comes up in the Gemara in Yuma, and it comes up in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and that relates to forgetting. Specifically, forgetting learning, forgetting the Torah that we learn. Let's see what the Gemara says. Some very extreme statements that I'd like to try to understand. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol hamishakeach davar echad mitalmudo. Interesting expression. Kol hamishakeach. It doesn't say kol hashokeach, anyone who forgets, but rather it says one who causes himself to forget any of his talmudo. We'll get back to that word in a second, but generally it means talmudo, his learning. Over belav, transgresses a prohibition. So it's as if there is a prohibition in the Torah where it says, thou shalt not forget your learning. What, of course, is the prohibition that's being referred to? So the Gemara continues. It says in Devarim Dalet Tes, Yishmar Lecha Ushmar Nafshecha, watch yourself, observe for yourself, guard your soul diligently, ma'od, very much, pen tishkach es hadvarim, lest you forget the things. What things? So the pasuk continues, Asher ro einecha, that your eyes saw, pen yasur milvavecha, so they don't fade from your mind, kol yemei chayecha, all of the days of your life, v'hodatam levanecha, v'levnei vanecha, and make them known to your children, and to your children's children. What are we talking about? The next pasuk, which is referring to, yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev, the day that you stood before God, on the mountain of Sinai, when you encountered God, in this moment, this miraculous moment, when God appeared to the entirety of the Jewish people. So that's the context of the actual psukim, as referring to a command not to forget the moment of revelation. As the pasuk says, "Migai Gadol Asher Lochukim Mishpatim Tzadikim Kol HaTorah Zos," who is the nation who God has this relationship with, who God provided all of these laws to, who God appeared to, and don't forget that. That's the context over here. So this Gemara Reish Lakish is saying that this extends to the prohibition of actually being allowed to forget your Torah learning. The Tiferes Yisrael says that the association is the same way we talk about revelation, even though I didn't see the miracles, I didn't see God's involvement, I didn't see that moment, but because we can see that through our Torah study, so our Torah study is treated the same way. Our Torah study is what reveals God's presence to us, and therefore it has the same result. We're not allowed to forget it. The Gemara then goes on to say, some people think it's not only one prohibition, but maybe it's two prohibitions, and it goes on and on. Yachal, the Gemara says, afila machmas on. So I might think it's also, or even, when it was an ones, it's circumstances beyond my control, Talmud Lomar, no, the end of the pasuk. Upen yasuru milvavcha, lest it leaves, it departs from your heart. The Gemara says, "B'mei siram b'libo milibo hakasav medaver." It's only when you actually make it leave. You do something purposeful. If you do something purposeful to forget your learning, that is when the prohibition applies. Then the Gemara says, "Reb Dustoi b'Rebbe Yanei Amar." A man named Reb Dustoi, the son of Rebbe Yanei, says, "Yachal afilu takfa alav mishnah." So I would think that maybe even if Takfa alav mishnah, so simply we're going to translate as it's too hard for him. Talmud Lomar Rak, but it says only referring specifically to a person who does this to themselves. They forget because they did something wrong. Not if it was ones, if it was unavoidable, as we're saying over here, or if it's too hard, then it's okay, it seems, to forget. The Gemara continues over there, but the Gemara then speaks about this in Gemara Yuma, uses similar language. It says, Rabbi Lazar, kol hamishakech tavim mitalmudo. Again, that same verb, one who causes himself to forget. It doesn't say one who forgets, one who causes. One who, there's obviously some negligence here. Goreim galus levanav, causes galus, exile to his children, which is pretty severe, right? The other Gemara says, just over belav, you transgress a prohibition. This ups the ante and says that you get some gullus, and it actually has another pasuk where it points this out. The Ritva on this Gemara says, it's shegorein b'mezed l'shkach. I cause forgetting to happen. How do you cause forgetting to happen? So one might suggest it's just as simple as not reviewing. We know how important review is, and I'd like to speak about that next week, perhaps, the importance of reviewing the Torah that we learn. So if I know that I'm not planning on reviewing, so maybe that's a kol hamishakeach. I'm causing specifically, purposefully, that I forget my learning. The Mishnah Avos, though, is the clearest. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Dustai, this famous rabbi, is quoted. It says, kol hashokeach davar echad mimishnaso, one who forgets something, and this, it doesn't say mishakeach, it just says shokeach, one who forgets something from his learning. Mala alavakasav kilu mischayev benafsho. The Torah refers to this person as if he is liable for the forfeiture of his life. It's as if like he has to get the death penalty. Shenemar, as it says, Rak yishamar lecho ushmar nafshecha ma'od pentishka chesadvar mesher roinecha. You should guard your life diligently. Shmar nafshecha, not your soul. Guard your life. That's how important it is. And then he continues, Yachal afil takfal of mishnah. So maybe I would think if my studies overpowered me, and we'll see what that means in a moment, that's also true, that I'm still mischayev benafsho. I still have the life level responsibility. So the Gemara says no, because pen yasur milavecha kol yimei chayecha. Only if I actively did something intentionally, have forgotten this information, that is when there's a problem. The Marsha explains that one source said Talmudo, one referred to Mishnaso. Mishnaso refers to the type of learning that I get from my teacher. Talmudo is the type of things that I innovate on my own. I take to the next level, I understand better. And that's how he parses out these different words in the two different sources. But what exactly is the reason that it could be seen so seriously that either I have a lav, I have galus, there's a prohibition? It's mischayev benafsho. How could this be? So the Bar Tanur says it's because when you don't review, you make mistakes. When do you make mistakes? Specifically, when you paskin, when you make halachic decisions. And when a person makes halachic decisions, as Rabbeinu Yonah says as well, you do that and you're lahoros. You come to paskin shilas and answer people's questions. You're not going to be able to. You really can't do that because shigagos Talmud ola zadon. A person who makes those mistakes accidentally because they're not careful enough is considered to be purposeful because you have to take this subject seriously. Others understand that the problem is you're going to make your own mistakes, halachic mistakes, not necessarily for other people, because why would you answer other people's questions if you don't really remember it well? But the Bar Tanura says just even your own observance, your own Jewish observance will suffer because you don't remember things. And finally, there are those who suggest that the reason your life itself is at stake is because Torah is the greatest shmira, it's the greatest watchman over us, it protects us, it's the greatest protection that we have in life, so therefore if I lose my Torah, I forget my Torah, I lose that protection. Okay, so then the next half of the Mishnah talks about takfa of Mishnah. So, but I would think this applies to somebody whose studies have overpowered him. Who are we talking about? So Rabbeinu Yonah says it's referring to im shichacha al yidei hazikna, person's elderly forgets, oh al yidei ones, or some sort of other unavoidable thing, which is what the original Gemara had said. So the Gemara says that this is the point. If I can help it, that's one thing, but if I can, then it's a problem. Examples of I can help it, Tosa Center says, afilo machmas atzlos, even if I'm lazy, and that's why I don't want to review. Or maybe because afilo machmas shehu tarad limtso tarif lebeso. Even if I'm so busy getting a parnasa, I have time to learn, but I don't have time to review, that is still a problem. Part and parcel of the learning process is making sure we're able to learn in order to remember, so therefore it is taken that seriously. Now, what is the possible other reason that Reb Dustai says, if it's, let's say, takva alav mishnah, so it's too hard? Rashi says, that's exactly it. Sheshachacha bal karcho, I couldn't remember it. Why? Mepnei shechamura alav. It was too difficult for me. The Sfasemis says a beautiful thing here. He says about not understanding Torah. He says, if you don't understand something in Torah, and you tried, he says, as simen she'in mishnah zu shayeches lo. It means that, like, this teaching doesn't work for you, it doesn't meet you, or you're not meant to get it, it's not meant to connect to you. And he says, that's what it means, asher ra'u einecha. The things that you're going to remember are the things that are ra'u einecha, you're able to see, you're able to understand. In that case, those are the things that you're held responsible for if you forget, but the things that you're never able to accept in the first place because you never really understood them, not those. The Shulchan Aruch Rav mentions that in the future, La'asad lavo, whatever we learn now, we will remember, which is a really wonderful thing, even if we don't remember it now. The Sfasema says that comes from the language of kol yimei chayecha. Where do we have kol yimei chayecha? We have it in this verse, and we have it in the Haggadah. Kol yimei chayecha refers to lemos ha-mashiach, that I am going to come to a point where pen yasur milvavecha kol yimei chayecha, lest you will lose it all of the days of your life, even in the Yemos HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, at that point, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we will get all of this learning back, which would be really wonderful. Truth be told, a lot of this probably has to do with the fact that Torah used to be Torah Bal Peh. It used to be the oral Torah. And forgetting anything really causes problems in the chain of the Mesorah. Perhaps we should take this as seriously nowadays as well. But in any event, try to learn, try to review, and we'll talk about the value of reviewing a different time. Have a great day.